You're listening to The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds. The National Institute of Health announced earlier this summer that the agency will be reducing the number of chimpanzees used in scientific research, and the Fish and Wildlife Service is considering classifying chimps, a category that includes these research chimps, as endangered species. For some scientists, the use of chimps could be unnecessary, but for others, including those working towards a hepatitis C vaccine, there are concerns that these changes could mean an end to their research altogether. Joining us for more on the future of chimps and hepatitis C research is Dr. Michael Gale, Jr. He's an immunology professor at the University of Washington. Dr. Gale, thanks so much for being here.
Very good. Thank you.
So before we get into the question of chimps, just remind us what hepatitis C is.
Hepatitis C virus is a virus that is spread through blood contact, typically, and it's widespread throughout the world. Approximately 200 million people have chronic infection, causes liver disease, and in the worst case scenario will destroy a person's liver and lead to death.
And how do you use chimps in your research?
Chimps have been important for the field in general for studying, determining how the virus mediates infection and causes disease. In our work, we study parts of liver biology to try to understand how the virus hijacks the immune response in the liver. And one of the only ways we can do this is through modeling in chimpanzees.
Do you know yet how this decision by the NIH and these changes could affect your research?
With my research, it would end access to any chimpanzee tissue. The existing tissue can still be used, existing blood samples. As soon as those are used up, there will be no more to support research activities. On a broader scale, any hope for testing, developing and testing preventative vaccines in chimpanzees, which are the only other animal besides humans that can be infected with hepatitis C.
And would this affect other kinds of vaccine research as well?
It would, in fact, it would impact vaccine research on a variety of viruses, and one of those that people are most familiar with would be HIV, for example. So there are a variety of situations where chimpanzees are essential for development of immunotherapeutics and vaccines.
I understand in some cases scientists actually can find alternatives to chimpanzees, but in your research you can't. What's the difference?
The problem is modeling the human immune response in a actual infection that approximates a human infection. So we've actually made some very strong inroads into developing a mouse model, for example, that might be able to be infected with hepatitis C. The problem is the existing mouse models are immuno-incompetent, so they lack parts of the immune system, so we really can't study immunology. And the new models that are being developed are not robust enough to really study infection and immunity. So we have a long way to go. That really leaves us with the chimp.
I can imagine some listeners out there probably have mixed feelings about this. They're concerned about a future where there won't be vaccines for things like hepatitis C. At the same time, they have humanitarian concerns for chimps. And I'm just wondering from a personal kind of human perspective, how do you deal with that in the lab? I mean, is it hard for you working with chimps?
It has to be justified. We go through a very rigorous process to search out alternatives for animal research. So if the chimp is essential, then we have to go and use it sparingly. Personally, I think it's a good move to try to generate additional or alternative animal models. So the moratorium on chimp research is pushing a big effort into that area, which is a big plus.
So you think in some areas these kinds of changes are a good thing?
Yeah.
So how does the NIH rethink this if they are to? What advice would you give them?
Well, I would give them advice that we could selectively use models for chimpanzee model for high priority research, including the development of an effective hepatitis C vaccine. All other use of chimps could be considered on the sidelines.
So bottom line, sort of big picture, just to recap, what's going to happen if these changes go forward as they're expected to?
The vaccine research models are going to be greatly impacted, and that's probably going to be the most devastating impact on the moratorium on chimp research. especially for hepatitis C.
I mean, I guess it's hard to predict, but I mean, does this mean we won't see hepatitis C vaccines moving forward?
Or no,
we will, just take longer?
I think in the future, we will. It's just going to take longer.
Using what methods?
Using surrogate models, for example. There are other non-human primates that could be considered, but most importantly, mouse models that are being developed are going to pave the way.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time.
You're welcome.
Dr. Michael Gale is an immunology professor at the University of Washington. Once again, the National Institute of Health announced earlier this summer that the agency will be reducing the number of chimpanzees used in scientific research. And in a related story, the Fish and Wildlife Service is considering classifying captive chimps, which includes these research chimps, as endangered species. For KUOW 94.9 Seattle and The Record, I'm David Hyde.